Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. We are talking about Pride Month, which takes place over the course of the entire month of June here in Lanark County. And we're very pleased to be joined by some wonderful people who are making it happen this year. We've got Elizabeth Snyder, Armida Sarwan, and Catherine Pogue joining us today. And we'll start by saying to all of you, welcome to Lake 88. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us this morning. And Elizabeth, you've been on the station before. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. Let's talk a little bit about how Pride in Lanark County has grown. Like, we started off from this little, you know, thing that lasted a couple of hours, and now we're looking at a whole month.
Yes, it is quite amazing, and actually, it's a testament to the evolution of this Pride movement and people embracing who they are and the communities embracing the whole citizen of this county. So it's absolutely wonderful.
For sure. And really, you've seen it grow over the years as far as not only time and, you know, the actual size and number of the events that take place, but the people that are coming. The support has grown year after year. That has to be quite encouraging, to say the least.
Well, you know what? There's a saying that an idea whose time has come, and this is what this is all about. And people are embracing, people are coming out, and people are happier because of they can give the support to their loved ones, and their loved ones are also happier because they can be who they are. And why would we want someone to pretend to be someone they're not? So anyways.
And Catherine, you've been nodding quite a bit as Elizabeth is talking there. So I'm guessing that a lot of what she is saying here is hitting with you as well. And I'll just ask you to unmute there. There we go.
Yeah, it's been awesome to see so many people getting involved.
And Armida, I'm sure that you would agree with that. And perhaps you can reflect a little bit on the growth that you've seen over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. This was actually my first year being involved with Queer Connection Lanark and Pride. And the amount of support has been incredible. This year, the Lanark Library is going to be participating. And I think it's the first year that it has done anything. So I'm really looking forward to that. The Lanark Library is the closest to us. So it's nice to have that institutional support there.
Elizabeth, let's talk about some of the things that are going to be taking place. First off, you're part of Queer Connection Lanark, and queerconnectionlanark.ca has got an incredible list right on the front page there of everything that's going on. And I say it's incredible because you take a look at this list and it goes on and on and on. There is so much that is happening to mark Pride Month, isn't there?
You know what? It's a testament to everybody becoming involved. And that's why it's countywide Pride. And it's countywide that we are doing this. And Armida and Michael and Catherine, I mean, that list of schedule is a product of everybody joined together and saying, count me in, let's do something. It's amazing.
Absolutely. And as you take a look at this list, what are some of the things that you're looking forward to? And you cannot say all of it. You have to have a couple of things on there that it's going to be... you know, that you're definitely going to attend.
Oh, my heavens. Well, I live in Balderson, so certainly Perth area, but, you know, you think of Smith Falls and what's happening there, and in Elmont, what's happening there in Carleton Place. So I love dancing. So let's put that out there now. Oh, my heavens. We have so many different events that would appeal for everyone. And I just encourage people to go to the list and take in everything you can, because wow, it's amazing.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And the whole fact that you need to really give it some deep thought is really, it tells you just how much there is that's going on. Armida, when you look at what's going on over the course of the month, maybe talk to us a little bit about what some of these events will symbolize and what it'll mean to you personally to see these things taking part in the public with people who are not part of the community also helping out as well.
Yeah, you know, I've I've been living here in Lanark for, I am going on, I think, 8 years now. And the Lanark Library has really stepped up with providing books and resources to a diverse audience now. And I'm really looking forward to participating. And I loved working with Amanda to create this event on June 8th at 9:30. And I think some of the activities are going to be going on throughout the day, but the story time will be at 9:30. I'm also involved in creating a new chapter of PFLAG, a Lanark Countywide PFLAG chapter. And our first event is going to be during Pride on the 18th. We're going to have a Pride family picnic, and I'm looking forward to that as well.
I see the name PFLAG there. Can you tell us a little bit about that organization? What is it? And, you know, you're establishing one here.
It's a nationwide support group for parents and friends and queer people as well to help support in that coming out process, in the acceptance of a friend or a loved one's coming out process, because it can be difficult. And we know that suicide rates among queer people is some of the highest. So we're here to provide the support that the families might need to be able to make that process for their loved ones less antagonistic and more accepting.
Definitely incredible work that is taking place. Now, Catherine, you're part of Smiths Falls Pride, and maybe tell us a little bit about some of the things that you're looking forward to this month and why you're looking forward to them, why they strike a chord with you.
I'm really excited for this month for Smiths Falls. It's the first time we've done a series of mini events in June. Usually we have a bigger Pride parade in August, but we've transitioned to do a bunch of mini events in June, which have been great. We're seeing all kinds of support come out from our community, from the town, from the chamber. One of the events that I'm really looking forward to is our drag show, which is on June 11th on Russell Street in Smiths Falls. It's part of the night market being put on by the Chamber of Commerce, and they're going to shut down Russell Street. So we're going to have a bunch of vendors. We're going to have an awesome drag show. The theme is 60s, 70s, and 80s for the drag show. And it's going to be an awesome time.
Fantastic. Those drag shows are absolutely incredible. You talk about entertainment, you talk about energy, and that is certainly what you're going to find there. Elizabeth, as you look back over the course of the years, have you seen a larger effort for, I don't want to say acceptance, because I don't think that's the right word, a larger effort for coexisting? You know, it's because that's really what this is all about. It's like, you do your thing, we do our thing, they do their thing, and everybody just gets along. Have you seen, what kind of progress have you seen in the number of years, in the past few years?
I guess I would frame the moment differently. It's not about you do your thing and we do our thing. It's about we're all citizens here and we're all community members, and embracing our community, whatever that community may be. So that's what I see happening. And I think in the scheme of things, people are realizing what's the big deal. Love is love, you know, and that, I know that sounds like such a cliche, but it's really not. And, you know, it's how we're measured as more about the character rather than who we happen to love. And I see that light bulb going on, and people are realizing that. What's the big deal?
I think what I was trying to say was you exist, I exist, we exist, you know, like everybody is together. I love the term community, you know, it's really existing and just being all together. And really, Armida, acceptance, I don't know, how do you feel about that word when we're talking about Pride?
I feel like it's a huge like centerpiece of Pride, right? Because it's not that if we don't recognize or we don't see queer people, that queer people are just going to like fall off the face of the earth and not exist, right? So it is about acceptance. It's about accepting people for who they are, right? And seeing the beauty in the diverse ways that we all exist. And when we do that, I feel like we can hold such a stronger bond as community, and just build progress from there.
Your thoughts on that, Catherine? You're nodding your head a lot as you hear the other two speaking.
Yeah, I would agree with Armina. Acceptance is a huge part of, we need to all come together and accept people for who they are, because as Elizabeth said, like, love is love. And as cliche as it sounds, it's very, very true.
So really, we're looking at a celebration of acceptance and people existing over the course of Pride Month. Is that accurate, Elizabeth?
Yes, we are. And one of our mottos is together, you and I. And that's what we want to continue to pass June to, for people to get that, you know, together, you and I, we're here together. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And you're inviting people out all month long, anybody to come to any of these events over the course of Pride Month. And we do know very well that there is still work to be done as far as acceptance goes. And we know that there are people who don't understand. And I know in the past, Elizabeth, when we've spoken, you've invited those people out. You say, come on out and be a part of this.
Well, that's what this is about. It's about a community event. And anyone can come to any one of these events. And you know, there's a possibility you'll learn, possibility you'll think the light bulb, like I said, will go on in your mind and say, what is the big deal? What, you know, this movement is rolling along, and it's incredible that we're seeing young children now embracing who they are and the possibility of opportunities. So it's great.
Armida, I'll get you to comment along the same lines as far as people coming out to join in the festivities over the course of the month.
Yeah, I mean, I think a huge part of it is to show folks that the needs of queer people are exactly the same as the needs of everybody else in the community, right? It's the love and acceptance of their community and their loved ones. And these events are not closed to anybody. Everybody's welcome. And we would love for people, you know, PFLAG, that's what it's all about, right? If you have doubts, if you have hang-ups, if you have any questions, that's what we're there for.
So Catherine, obviously you would agree with those sentiments too, and really the more the merrier. And I love the fact that Elizabeth said people can come out and learn. You agree with that, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is a great place for people to come. They can ask questions, they can find out more about the community. It's a great place for everyone to come together.
Excellent. Well, June is Pride Month. We want to tell people that the Lanark County flag raising will be taking place at 1:30 this afternoon at Christie Lake Road, Perth. That would be where the Lanark offices are. People are welcome to come on out and to see that. Elizabeth, you'd like to mention something?
Actually, they might want to just check. I thought it was 1:00, but I could be wrong. So people should just check and make sure.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell people, go there for 12:45, mull about, have some great conversations with people. And then eventually that flag is going up and you'll be there.
Oh, nice catch.
You know, I try every now and then. But of course, and that flag will be flying for the entire month. And there are events that are taking place for the entire month. And we know that the Pride flag is going to be raised at town halls in other parts of the county as well. You are going to see incredible support. There'll be stickers in store windows all over the place. We're going to see rainbows all over, even on some science fiction fan t-shirts. You know, I just happen to be wearing a Star Wars one that deliberately has the rainbow in the background as well. So people are showing their pride in so many different ways, showing support, showing that acceptance you want. If people would like to take a look and find out where they can go to take part of some of these events, the website is queerconnectionlanark.ca. I want to thank all of you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. Catherine, a final message to our listeners?
Come hang out and join our Pride events.
That sounds pretty good. Elizabeth, I'm sure you're along the same lines.
Absolutely. Countywide, Elmont, Carleton Place, Smith Falls, Lanark, Perth, countywide.
Armida, you don't need to travel too far in order to get to one of these events. Come one, come all, right?
That's right. There's a little bit going on everywhere.
Fantastic. Well, again, thank you all for taking the time to speak with me today. Always a pleasure. Elizabeth, pleasure speaking with you again. Same with you, Armida. And Catherine, a pleasure to meet you. And I look forward to my next conversation with all three of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You've been listening to In Focus on Lake 88. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.